This building was also constructed in the 18th century at the behest of Elector Karl Theodor, and was initially home to the Kastenamt, or Chamberlain's Office. The Kastenamt might be considered as an early precursor of the Tax Office. A literal translation of the term, Crate Office, is more understandable if we consider that charges and taxes were frequently paid in kind back then, and these payments were delivered in a crate. Since 1987, the building has been home to the District Museum of Dachau, which was awarded the Bavarian Museum Prize in 1993. Numerous exhibits bring the historical and cultural past of Dachau and its district back to life. Spread over three levels, the museum depicts the history of the town and the district, the guild system and crafts, and the regional peculiarities of the peasants and bourgeoisie who lived and worked here. Among the most striking exhibits at the museum are a fully equipped wedding carriage and the magnificent traditional costumes from Dachau. The detailed collection of popular religious artifacts is of immense importance, while the collection of amulets is among the most significant in southern Germany. It charts the four stages of life, from birth to death, and the superstitions associated with homes and property. The museum organizes regular special exhibitions that build on the focus areas of the permanent collections and prevent bygone ages from slipping into obscurity. The district museum dedicates a part of the permanent exhibition to historical Dachau costumes. A quintessential Dachau costume started to emerge around the turn of the 19th century. The traditional costume gradually reflected the social and economic upswing experienced by the farming classes around the 1850s. Farmers now acquired social status, which they demonstrated by wearing particularly precious, heavy, and richly adorned robes. Today, we often only see these old costumes on public holidays or during certain parades, such as the procession to the Dachau Folk Festival or the Munich Oktoberfest. The old costumes were actively modernized from around 1950. One of the main intentions was to ease the burden on women in particular, and this was meant literally as the bodice skirts known as Bollenkittel or Boinkittel used in the old costumes were pleated from many meters of fabric, which rendered the wearer barely able to move and could weigh up to 20 kilograms with all the trimmings. Other typical features of the women's costume included blue knitted stockings, the Dachau bonnet, and the luxuriant pile buckle as a characteristic item of jewelry worn on the neck. Men usually wore a black round hat, a black tailcoat or apron, often with a red velvet waistcoat, black leather trousers, and a long coat on top. All these items were richly adorned with silver, buttons, watch chains, decorative chains, or utensils. The tall pleated boots in black leather are particularly characteristic. Please remain on this side of Augsburger Straße and proceed a little further to the Raufer Haus for our next audio segment on the author Ludwig Thoma.